Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we take a look at the astrological energies from May 1st until May 8th, as we cover a number of aspects in this podcast. And of course, that varies every week depending on what's happening in the cosmos. And so we go through these energies, helping you understand perhaps more of what is showing up in your world and in your life, as well as how to work with it for your own best and highest good. As always, I hope that at least one message resonates for you here. And for those who are new to listening to this podcast, I have been doing this show since 2012. Yes, 12 years now. And my approach to Western tropical astrology is intuitive based, meaning we look at the energetics, the spiritual growth, more of what's going on behind the scenes, and I receive information from my guides that I pass on to you that I, of course, hope resonates or at least gives you deeper understanding into the energetics of this time. And over the years, I've had a number of people ask, well, how did you get into intuitive astrology? And it was actually something I had never heard of during my decades of learning astrology, because as you're learning astrology, it's very much about the language, the understandings, you're working with different formulas. You're looking at Mars in Aries and what that means. And then you add in more of these layers. And a lot of astrology is mind-based. It's mental, it's cerebral. And that is how we are taught to learn. That is your elementary school experience, right? And then it goes into middle school, high school, college, master's studies, and so on. We are learning with our mind. But I had my first experience of an intuitive astrology reading back in 2012, and with someone who is excellent at understanding the energetics of astrology, and that opened this world up to me. And I feel that that's part of how we're learning to connect with the world of astrology in all its expressions and potentials. And I even would approach readings when I did readings and individual sessions a number of years ago. I would approach them with all these notes, all these things that I want to touch on, all these things that were happening, especially in the transiting chart or whatever it may be. And then I realized as soon as I shifted into the intuitive energies, it started to open up even more that was beyond what the mind would see at first. And it offered even more to the client session. It brought in more of that soul energy of what could be happening or unfolding across lifetimes of experiences. It brought in more depth, more healing, and even more resonance that was outside of the mind. So I share that with you because as I do these weekly sessions, you know, on Mondays and Wednesdays, that's where I intentionally shift from the energy of the mind into the intuitive expressions that we all have. And so I invite you to do the same so that you're continuing to open up into more of your expansiveness, more of what you're capable of feeling and sensing that, again, the mind isn't always going to notice or hone in on. And that's also why my approach is a little different. Of course, it doesn't resonate with everyone, and that's perfectly fine. I know some people want things to be in an Excel document and want it to be quite linear. But in this show, I simply trust the energetics, what's coming through, and how we can then practically apply it in our everyday lives. So for this week, we are now in May. Welcome to May. Welcome to the fifth month of the year, where the energy is quite beautiful and expansive. Throughout May, we have big Jupiter energy unfolding, which is quite special. And that means the cosmos is giving you green lights here. This is a green light month for what you want to develop, what you want to build, what you want to manifest and create, and to also be ready for those realities to show up for you, to be ready for what you've been working patiently on to develop. And that's something that the Taurus energies embody, is that they will stay the course. Taurus is fixed earth, and it's the energy of taking what was initiated and started in Aries and now applying timelines, money, next steps, resources, what needs to be physically implemented here to develop this, grow it, and build it. And this could be a month where what you've been working on behind the scenes, what you've been putting energy into that maybe others don't know about, is now coming forward. It's now being realized in May because of the energy of Jupiter and how this is a month of very strong Taurus energies. So you're being asked to really connect to what you want, not what you think you can have, not what you've been taught or told you deserve. No, what do you want at a much deeper level of your being? And then assessing where you have these internal blocks that maybe are preventing the growth. And it's interesting because as I'm seeing this energy, I'm actually seeing it here through the span of the seven chakras. I'm seeing the energy focused on the heart and that there could be something in the heart space that just naturally builds up and grows. So imagine that powerful green heart chakra coming alive and the energy moving up then through the upper chakras. But what I'm feeling is potential blocks below the heart chakra for you to check in on, for you to look at, are there any blocks in my solar plexus? Are there any blocks in my sacral chakra? Are there any blocks in my root chakra? And to look at how that feels for you, because you could have a desire for something in your heart. You could really feel, this is for me, this is what I want, I'm ready for this experience, or I'm ready to keep developing this. You know, it can be a very uplifting, loving energy that feels so true and in alignment with who you are and what you want. But it's what's going on below the surface that could be the blockage. And this energy directly relates to Venus in Taurus squaring Pluto in Aquarius at 2 degrees on May 1st, right as Pluto stations retrograde on May 2nd. And so May begins with this forceful Pluto energy asking you to dig in, dig deeper at what you haven't resolved, at what fears are blocking upward mobility, upward growth. And this feels like something that it's almost like it can be easy to overlook it, easy to just push it away or not pay much attention to it. But we can only get as far in our ability to manifest as our fears allow. Because your fears will shut it down. And it's not even your conscious fears, it's your subconscious fears. And that's what this feels like as I describe those lower three chakras below the heart space. It's like that sense of a fear, a limitation. Maybe it feels like, I don't know if I'm worthy of this. I don't believe I can have this. Anything that has disconnected you from your true higher alignment. Because now as I hone in on this, I'm seeing like fractured pieces, like things that aren't whole. They haven't been fully healed or they haven't come together. And there could be something here as May begins that's bringing your attention to what is fractured by fear. And that fear could be something shallow, right? Something shallow, something you can easily remedy and move through, or it can be much deeper. And this is individual. This is different for each of us. But it feels like what this Pluto stationing retrograde on May 2nd is activating is the deeper story, which Pluto loves. Pluto's all about that. Pluto's like, yeah, I don't care about a boring prologue. Let's get into it. Like, let's get into the good stuff here of what are your limitations? Where are you afraid to go? Let's get into that part. That's the juicy good stuff. That's what Pluto is about. And so Pluto pulls you into those depths of yourself, and then it feels crappy, right? Then it feels really uncomfortable. Then you feel like, oh my gosh, this is a lot. This is emotional. This is big. Here I am living my life, just wanting to make the most of everything in a simple, easy way, which is the Taurus approach. And then Pluto comes along to stir up the pot and remind you that you aren't just an energy in the physical world, that your energy is much bigger than that. And Pluto in Aquarius actually takes us off planet, pulls us into the depths of space, pulls us into those black holes and those crazy wormholes. And you're like, I am completely out of the time-space continuum here. I'm not grounded. Nothing is easy or clear. It's super complicated, and I'm not sure how to manage all this. And so Pluto stationing retrograde in Aquarius actually pulls us off planet to energies in other realms and dimensions so we can work with whatever is coming up from a higher perspective. It's like a higher quantum field is now available. And I do feel like that is one of the gifts of Pluto in Aquarius. And that is something for us to harness, to work through, even to conceptualize, which can be a lot. But I feel like as I'm seeing this energy here, getting back to the lower three chakras, it could be that you have to rewire something in the quantum field. And that could be incredibly exciting. It feels quite positive, actually, because it feels like this Pluto in Aquarius will help you clear energies across lifetimes. I'm also getting the visual of some of those lower chakras perhaps having energy leaks. And I see these energy leaks into other timelines, into other lifetimes, other dimensions, where you could even be picking up the energies from those lifetimes. Almost like this deep subconscious symbiotic relationship going on between timelines. And this Pluto retrograde in Aquarius can help you go up into the quantum field of pure potential to rewire, rewrite, reconfigure. I also feel this is interesting. It's important to not completely erase or remove experiences that were necessary for the soul. It's about allowing it to be as is, to neutralize it, to basically put it on a shelf and say, yeah, I did that, or yeah, I had that experience, or sure, I faced this fear. It's something about the detachment that's important, not erasing it, because that could be your first inclination. And if that's what's coming up for you, that is your ego and your mind looking for control. The ego and the mind will step in. And it will want to do something that feels more empowering, perhaps that doesn't feel like you're being judged or you're being persecuted or that you're less than. The ego and the mind have basically restricted perspectives on what we are really moving through at an energetic level. And so when you go quantum, you don't want to erase the experience. You want to honor it, neutralize it, allow it to be something that taught you about a certain energy. And that is the experience here on this planet as we move through the full spectrum of human experiences and emotions, is we're designed to also ebb and flow between those experiences, but to also arrive at a place of detachment where you step back and say, ah, okay, that was just something I went through, or this is how I benefited from it. This is what I learned. This is the knowledge I obtained, and this is how it shaped me. So if you're working with something in a big, powerful way, as Pluto stations retrograde in Aquarius, keep in mind that you want it to travel with you. You can just change the form or understanding of how it travels with you. And so keep that in mind, because the Venus in Taurus squaring Pluto in Aquarius at 2 degrees is one that can be a power struggle. And when Venus is squaring Pluto, she can look to overcompensate because she's up against a big giant monster. And so she's looking at, well, what can I do more of? What can I do better? How can I dig in my heels even more? Because that Venus in Taurus, she's like, I will be more stubborn than you. I will spend more money than you. I will resist it in a way that you can't do anything about. And that's kind of how she will put more force into what she wants when she's in a square with Pluto. But that isn't going to last long, because now she's going to move away from this Pluto. And as she does so, she's going to have some insights into how to do things differently. Was that worth the energy? Did I really need to spend that much money on this thing? Was it really worth going overboard to make a point? So keep that in mind, that if you're feeling triggered or pushed with that Venus in Taurus squaring Pluto in Aquarius, there's something here to see about what you're trying to prove around your self-worth and your personal value. Because the truth is, there's always storms. There's always discomfort in life. There's always things going on that we have to move through and we have to stand strong. And at a beautiful core level, you're able to allow those storms to pass through without attaching, without personalizing, and without allowing it to affect your self-love and self-confidence. And that's something that Venus in Taurus is learning through her square to Pluto. Now, a few days later, we now have this Mars in Aries, and this is where Mars is ready to go. He is ready to set the world on fire with a new beginning, with a new endeavor. And you could feel like things are now finally picking up after eclipse season, after Mercury retrograde, even after Aries season, where the things that didn't happen or didn't get started in Aries season now are ready to go. And this Mars in Aries, he wants to go alone. He wants to do it on his own terms. He doesn't want to wait for anyone. Everyone else is going to slow him down. Everyone else is boring. Everyone else is a liability. So Mars in Aries goes on his own to do what he needs to do now. And he's actually not going to meet up or partner with anyone, which is what transpires when he eventually gets to Libra. And that doesn't happen until August 2025. I'm bringing that up for you because there's something you need to do on your own for yourself to be brave, to face it, to go for it, and to know that this energy lasts into the second half of 2025. And that's because we are going to have a Mars retrograde the end of this year into early 2025. So just keep that in mind for whatever is underway here, that Aries energy is showing you what you're ready to do on your own. And Mars is eventually going to be conjunct the North Node in Aries, which will support that growth and give you new ways of trusting yourself, working with what you've got, understanding that you are enough and you can handle it. And I think this is important because Mars is beginning a new two-year cycle that includes his upcoming retrograde. And it brings you back to yourself. What do I want? What do I want that is all on me? It doesn't depend what anybody else wants. What am I going to put energy towards and make it happen in my life? And this could be something you've already been thinking about. I mean, we've already had Mercury retrograde in Aries, so it's not like this is necessarily new. But it's also the energy that's traveling behind Chiron in Aries, where something has been strengthening. You've been getting better. You've been healing. You've been deeply healing. And this is where you act from that healed state of self-love, self-confidence, courage. And you know that I'm not repeating a cycle here. I'm beginning something new, which can be both exciting and a little bit nerve-wracking. But you know, those butterflies in the stomach or anything that you're feeling are basically showing you you're ready. And there can also be a mental shift where you see how the universe is supporting you in this readiness, that you're ready because whatever you want is ready for you. You know, see the other side of it. See the fact that what you want to create or move towards, it's ready for you to move towards it or for you to create it or for you to experience it. So see it as this beautiful synergistic energy that is right on time. And you're ready to make it happen because whatever's on the other side is ready as well. And that can help remove any potential, let's call it conflict or adversity, because sometimes that Mars in Aries will stir that up, will stir up the conflict just to have something to fight against. It's almost like worthless, wasted energy if it's not really needed, if it's not authentic. It's like, sure, there's things in life that feel like they're working against you, but that doesn't happen naturally. You don't have to act from that place. This is acting from a sense of, I can do this. I want this. I'm ready for this. And on May 3rd, Mars and Aries sextiles that Pluto retrograde in Aquarius at 2 degrees, and Pluto brings in this force of yes. This is the next level. This is the next dream. This is the next vision that you're moving towards. So trust yourself, trust your ability to move in that direction, and know that there are ways to ensure that what you're doing can benefit many people. And that's also how I'm seeing the higher expression of Pluto in Aquarius, is that when you expand your intention and your vision to ensure that what you're doing is a gift for those of the same frequency, or that it's designed to benefit as many people as possible, you expand the energy out and create this awesome ripple effect that opens up the energy as well. And so with the energy going on right now, the better, higher outcomes will involve acknowledging more people, more diversity, more options, and more potentials. Mars in Aries connecting with Pluto in Aquarius is also quite independent. And so if there's been something you've been thinking of doing on your own, this also supports that. And it's something where you could really feel ready. You could feel like, okay, I've thought it through. I've played it out in my mind. I've perhaps overthought it 18,000 times. But now I get it. I'm capable. I'm ready. I want this. The time is now. So it's very forward moving. It could even be something that happens faster than you expect. And that's also how this Mars and Aries moves across the earth. He is fast. He is all about the gas pedal down. And when this connects with Pluto, quantum expansive energies. So keep that in mind, that now is a time to trust the energy and to not be too stuck in a linear process, to not be too stuck in how you think it has to go, because this can open up and be something wildly different that actually delights you and be like, wow, this is better than I could have planned. This looks so much better and is unfolding in a way that I never would have guessed. So that is part of the energy as well. Now on May 6th, Mercury is conjunct Chiron in Aries at 21 degrees. And this is their third and final conjunction, because as we know, we had that Mercury retrograde where he was in ongoing conversation with Chiron. And I did a separate podcast episode for you about Mercury retrograde in Aries and the ongoing conversation with Chiron. That episode gives more of a deep dive into the themes that this Chiron in Aries has been healing for you, has been working on your team to help you understand what's going on here. What's the root cause of this issue? Where did the trauma start from? Where did the core memory come from? What is this injury or harm, abuse, trauma that deeply indented my sense of self, which is Aries? And now that I've identified, or at least I've been willing to identify more of where that comes from, now I'm ready to move forward into the healing experience. And healing takes time. Healing takes time. It's interesting how when you look at Chiron, the wounded healer, and his irregular orbit, he doesn't spend equal amounts of time in each astrological sign. He has an irregular orbit, which means he spends shorter amounts of time in some astrology signs and longer spans of time in others. He's spending more time in Aries than he will in other astrology signs. It's about 8 years in Aries, but only 4 or 5 years in Gemini, only 2 years or so in Virgo. So understand that when Chiron is in an astrology sign for a longer amounts of time, yes, there's more work to be done there, but it's a slower healing process. It needs to be more intentional. And I find it quite ironic, since Aries doesn't want to slow down. So in this case, Aries needs Chiron's medicine even more. It's like, actually, you need to go even slower in order to make sure you're not missing what needs to be patiently healed. So here we have Chiron in Aries And Mercury has been working with him, giving him more information, more things to consider, tossing things into the fire, tossing things forward. Try this. What about that? How about this? And that Mercury in Aries didn't want to slow down during the retrograde. But this week, on May 6th, they have their third and final conjunction at 21 degrees of Aries. And this could be something that comes through that is like that keystone in the arch. You know how a keystone is that final piece that's put in the very top of an archway in order to stabilize it. It's at the pinnacle of the arch. I believe it was a Roman design invention. I used to take a lot of architecture classes, so please don't test me on that. But I believe that what we're looking at here is Mercury conjunct Chiron creates a new understanding that you've been working through, and you could see it as an archway. Like, okay, now it's taking form, it's taken shape, something has clicked into gears, and as with any archway, then you walk through it. When it's ready to pass under, then you go through it. And I feel like that's what's happening here with this third and final conjunction between Mercury and Chiron in Aries. Something is now ready to walk under and move through that you weren't able to quickly assemble. This can be new information, new insights, something about the story that you didn't know that wasn't appearing just yet. This could certainly be new communications, a piece of intel, something from a story also showing up. So know that part of this week is going to offer you a fresh perspective on what you've been working through since the second half of March. And then we lead up to the May 7th Taurus new moon at 18 degrees, which is also the day that the sun in Taurus will sextile Saturn in Pisces at 18 degrees, providing a stabilizing influence, also showing you more of what you've been idealizing, what you want to manifest, what you want to create. I feel like throughout May, we're going to have some very repetitive messages about manifesting, abundance, growth, what you're building, what you're growing, and knowing that that is actually what the earth needs now. And that's where I'm feeling this energy is coming from. The earth needs you to feel stable, loved, and secure. The earth needs you to feel abundant, powerful, and alive. And so even though we talk about these energies through the lens of astrology, it feels like this is a beautiful invitation from the earth itself to live with greater love, to live with greater gratitude and peace and harmony. May is a month where we can activate this energy signature even more powerfully on the grid. And even if you think it's just you, it's not. Or even if you were to look at what is happening in the world at large, yes, there is violence, and yes, there are horrible things taking place that breaks our heart, right? That we don't want to continue. But what we can do, what you can do, is remember your power in the moment and that you want to experience more of the beauty of this planet, more of the joy, and more of, again, I'm feeling like a very strong love vibration here. And so what are you calling in your life that could be super simple, very easy to do? It doesn't have to be a big song and dance production. It's not Leo season. Right? It needs to be something just very clear, loving, grounded that makes you feel like this is what I love right now about myself, about my life, about my experience. Start small and focus on that, and then watch as what you focus on, the list grows. Because if you've ever done that simple exercise where you just focus on what you love, what you enjoy, you'll realize it keeps growing. That list can be never ending. And I feel like this Taurus new moon at 18 degrees in your chart, sextiling this Saturn, is meant to show you what you have. Notice the good. Notice the great. Notice the abundance that exists all around you. Put yourself in energetic frequency with those things around you. Put yourself in energetic frequency with all those blades of grass in the lawn. put yourself in energetic frequency with the billions and billions of grains of sand on the beach that only know abundance, that only know what it means to thrive in an environment. This can be a month of reset. This can be a month where you're powerfully coming back into what you want to create, what you want to experience based on who you are now. And I see it as providing a new foundation in the frequency, especially after you've looked at or discerned if anything has been blocked in the lower three chakras, like I mentioned earlier in the podcast. It's sort of like cleaning that up, healing that, making that whole, perhaps doing something that beautifully expands it, especially from a quantum field perspective, and then allow that to be part of your new foundation going forward. Also around this Taurus new moon, you could feel like doing less, doing very little, wanting a break, needing downtime, just needing to gather yourself back together, enjoy a cup of tea, and just sit with something and look at what you want to move forward or look at what's coming up for you. This is meant to be a grounding influence. And it also, I'm feeling the energy of patience. Now, it's interesting because I was just talking about that Mars in Aries, right? Ready to go. Let's get it started. Very much the masculine expressions, very much the divine masculine desire to move towards something and face the world at large. But this other energy that's equally strong is divine feminine. And that's having patience with yourself, loving yourself as is, accepting who you are, exactly where you are, and reminding yourself there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong here. And of course, now your mind is coming in with all those excuses and judgments, and Molly, don't say that. And actually, here's a list of everything that's wrong. And so what you can do is observe. Wow, those are a lot of messages coming up that are triggered by the word wrong, or that are looking to demonstrate something or give you information. But when you connect with the higher acceptance of your journey, when you connect with the higher frequencies of your soul's perspective, everything is working in your favor now. Everything is loving you now. Everything is supporting you now. What are you going to do next with that kind of energy? Like, how are you going to show up in the world when you are at a frequency of full acceptance, full love, full support from the universe? How are you going to then move forward and create something that just makes you happy, peaceful, loving, kind, compassionate? Again, all the energies the earth needs more of now. The earth needs us to be more loving to each other. And that starts with each person in a conversation, in a group dynamic, in a place, in a space, each person being more loving and kind. That's what changes the world. That's what shifts the energies. The earth needs us to be abundant and grateful and empathetic. The energy on the planet is asking us to show up in that way. So what do you need to reprogram in yourself or work through that is preventing you from that, which is probably more in alignment with your natural state, your natural frequency? What do you need to unravel or switch up or do differently so that you can be in that higher natural state that is trusting your own life force and is deeply connected to your soul's frequency, especially now as the earth is moving through a lot of ascension energies, a lot of ongoing shifts and changes that are only going to accelerate. And so this is a month to invite internal peace. And this is a week to look at what's coming up for you, to move through, to love yourself through, to gracefully accept, or perhaps gracefully move away from, because you owe it to yourself to live life on your own terms in the higher frequencies. And there will be so many reasons and various people or situations or experiences that will want to pull you back down into other experiences of yourself or other energy frequencies that in fact you've already grown through and moved through. So it's on you to stay the course and to stay strong in what you know about yourself now And I feel this is one of the main messages of the May 7th Taurus new moon, is to come back to your core and to look at, what is my core frequency right now? What am I stabilizing internally? What have I built up? Where am I stronger now? Where am I stronger and more confident than perhaps you've ever been? What have you been through that has challenged you, but you're still here, you're still going strong, and you're still meant to keep moving forward? You know, this is a building energy. Taurus is the builder. Taurus is also the tortoise, and it's that classic tale of the tortoise and the hare. And so Taurus stays the course, and this is where you can stabilize what you have determined is your self-worth frequency. You stay the course on what is true for you, especially if it is focused on self-love, self-confidence, peace, internal harmony, and what it means to be calm in your energy field, even as we navigate the storms on the planet and the denser, tougher, challenging energies that will continue. Those aren't going away. Those aren't going away. What changes is how you interact with them, how you experience them, how you feel them, and how they affect you. That's what changes. And that's also what continues to elevate us collectively into these higher 5D frequencies, where if you were to continue to respond to every certain thing, you would only exhaust yourself, right? You'd be pulled in all these different energetic directions. It would be really disruptive and distracting. You would almost feel like there's always a battle to fight. There's always something I'm up against. Well, that can be a shift in your mindset and in your consciousness. That can also be a shift. I'm seeing it now in the quantum field of how you as a soul chose to experience this planet and this lifetime. It's like going up into the quantum field, which I'm describing it as going up into, but really it's anywhere you intend to experience it. And the quantum field is where everything's open. Everything is actually living in chaos, and it's all a potential. It can all happen quickly and unexpectedly, and it's where we can not only clear out things that we don't intend to experience, but I'm feeling this as a beautiful reset into your soul's innate natural state. The natural state of the soul feeling more empowered in the human realms, in the human body. So as always, only take it if it resonates and if that makes sense for you. But we are open to more energetics than ever before. And this is a month to declare what that will be for you. And this is a week as we move into May and we have this Taurus new moon to understand what you decide supports you in your earthly experience. And we haven't really thought of it in that way. At least that's something you learn through your ascension journey and through your spiritual awakening, is that you decide. You decide on the energetics. And then as soon as you decide, of course, you have all these other things that show up, right? The tornado, the karma, the healing, the chaos, the distractions, the wounding, all the stuff then that has to be worked through and cleared. But as you progress and you face these things and you work through them and you honor yourself and your own journey, you start to see how powerful you are. And I think this is a time period when people are being called into their power in a whole new way, like mind-blowing. Like, I don't know if I can drive this thing. I don't know how this operates. And it's sort of that reminder that, yeah, you do, but it isn't through the traditional means. It's through something more expansive. And that's why it seems complicated and overwhelming. Because honestly, there are people who do not want to be powerful. So you have to accept that. There are people who don't want to grow, who don't want to learn, who don't care about ascension or spiritual growth or any of that blah, blah, blah. There are people who are not going to change. There are people who are always going to go back into a victim default mode. Everything always happens to them, or they always have a sad story, or they're always the wounded one, whatever it might be. That's their choice. Perhaps you've seen that in friends and family and people in your workplace. They never get the promotion. There's always a sob story. And that is, in fact, them using their power in that direction. But as you become more spiritually aware and energetically responsible, you step into more of what you want, more of your power, more of who you are, and new possibilities open up for you. You create your dreams. You live your dream life. And other people don't understand it when, in fact, they can do the same. Or you start to manifest things because you've been intentionally working with it. You've been doing your work behind the scenes. You've been aware of what's possible. You've been applying it. This is a time when those energies can increase, your manifestations can increase, the validation and acknowledgement of what you've been doing can increase. So open that up in your energy because, wow, as I'm saying that, I'm feeling like some of you are blocked almost like in your peripheral. Your peripheral view is blocked and it could block out something that's trying to approach on the side or something else that's ready to come in from an unexpected direction. So make sure that your energy is open to only the frequencies you want. And you can set that in your energy field. You can establish, these are the frequencies that I allow in my awareness and in my experience. And that way you're opening up to allowing those frequencies in while allowing others to be filtered out or to not have access. Okay, wow, this turned into a lot more than I thought. This was not what I thought we would do in today's show, but I hope it has benefited you because it's certainly what the month of May is about, where it's a special month. It's a special month, and there's something for you to own, to claim, to acknowledge, even to see how far you've come. If you've been healing through something, if you've been working on something, like this is the month where the universe could give you that evidence of what you've changed and the payoff. I mean, there's rewards this month too with all this big Jupiter energy, especially in Taurus. If you want the job, I hope you get the job this month. If you want the move, if you want the life change, I hope that happens. If you want the love, if you want the deeper connection, I hope that shows up for you. If you want something to be fixed or remedied, I hope this is the month that you also experience that turnaround. And as we know, we don't have these energy phases very often. So I hope that May brings you something that is a beautiful gift. And of course, something that demonstrates how much you are loved, valued, and cherished on the planet now. For those of you who are ready to work through or remove any blockages to abundance, please check out my online course called Mastering Abundance in Your Spiritual Business. It's 50% off, and it helps you get to the heart of some things that maybe you didn't even realize you were carrying. You didn't even realize that had influenced you or that was a part of your experience. It is an audio-only course so that you listen and take notes and you focus in on what's coming up for you, and it's designed to help you reprogram any of those blockages, to help you reformat them in order to be in new belief systems around what you're ready for and what is ready for you. Because remember, if you're ready for something, it's ready for you. That's how the energy lines up and matches. So I hope that this is an online course that supports you. I'll put the link below the podcast as well as the 50% off coupon code so that you can listen to it whenever you're ready and maybe even listen to it a few times, which is what some people enjoy because it helps them really integrate new belief systems, new messages, and new ways of understanding what they can create in the world. You can find all of my courses and programs at mollymccord.online, and be sure and check out my YouTube channel, which has a ton of free videos so that you can learn more about your astrology chart and your energies as well. Wishing you a beautiful journey into May. I hope good things await you. And I hope that you experience even more than perhaps you thought was possible. I'll be back every Monday and Wednesday for a new podcast episode. Wishing you a beautiful Taurus new moon, and I'll see you back here soon.